Aircheckdownloads.com.
From Global's newsroom for LBC, I'm Tim Daly.
This is LBC from Global, leading Britain's conversation with Nick Abbott.
Okie dokie.
How are you?
I'm super. Thanks for asking. Furious football fans have started demanding refunds from World Cup bosses, saying handing the tournament to Qatar has ruined it after a shock announcement that we've just been hearing about in the news. The announcement revealed that alcohol is banned from all stadiums.
What?
They'll be saying, don't sell pork pies in the stadiums next. Yeah, in other news, no pork pies either. England fans already in Qatar have slammed FIFA as a disgrace for the unexpected beer ban only 48 hours before the World Cup kicks off. They're as sick as parrots. Only a few hundred England fans were in Doha when FIFA announced that alcohol would not be sold on stadium concourses after coming under pressure from the Qatari royal family. There is a certain element, though, who will be able to drink whenever they like and at the game itself. A certain type of person will still be able to do that. I'll come to that in a minute. The ban came as a shock to most fans after FIFA had previously reassured them that despite the country's strict alcohol laws, they would be able to purchase it while enjoying the games.
Booze.
And, and most of the games involving our home side, you'd really need a lot of alcohol to enjoy it. I mean huge. But those rich enough to be sat in corporate boxes, where tickets cost $22,450 each, they'll be able to enjoy an array of alcoholic drinks. It's all about the money, honey.
Oh, fabulous.
Qatar enforces an extremely strict interpretation of Islam, which restricts women's rights and criminalizes members of the LGBTQ plus community. As well as banning public displays of affection.
Disgusting.
And the public consumption of alcohol. Don't drink, don't smoke. What do you do? Subtle innuendos follow.
Rock and roll!
And that LGBTQ plus, by the way. I think if I was a plus, I'd be offended. Don't you? What, I don't get my own letter? What, I'm just a plus? You can't be bothered saying any more letters, so I'm just a plus to you? I mean, who says that you have to stop at Q? Why can't you just, you know, what about the A's? And not only that A, but the other A. No, not that one, the other one. The other one. How come they don't get a mention? Plus. How offensive is that? Anyway, Budweiser is one of the sponsors for the tournament. It's been granted a monopoly to sell beer at the stadiums. It will now only be able to sell its alcohol-free version of the beer there.
Boring!
Alcohol-free beer? What's the point in that? England fans told Mail Online the tournament has been ruined. And FIFA should not have given in. They complained that they would not have spent thousands of pounds on tickets and flights if they had known about the ban beforehand. Because, you know, it's not about the football. It's about getting hammered and then watching football. In other less important news, there were the deaths of more than 6,000 migrant workers who built the stadiums. But, you know, let's keep things in perspective and concentrate on the beer.
Booze.
Qatar is typically a teetotal nation. But it isn't, though. Tourists can buy and consume alcohol inside licensed hotels or restaurants. And to be a tourist in Qatar, I would imagine you'd have to have a boatload of money. So if you're rich, there are rules for you. And if you're not, other rules.
Aircheckdownloads.com.